Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch. And the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Vredestein Pinza AT. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Gorgeous gaming, stunning streams, unbelievable bandwidth. It's another Lifestyles of Gagillionaires. Meet the AT&T Fiber customers winning at life with hyper gig speeds. Meet Gagillionaire Terry. While his love of streaming horror movies has him constantly on the edge of his seat, his internet bill won't give him a scare.
Oh, don't go in there. I'm telling you.
Because since Terry upgraded to AT&T Fiber with hyper gig speeds, he doesn't worry about data caps or equipment fees.
Come on, man. The door's open for a reason.
And best yet, he also doesn't stress about a price increase at 12 months, because with the amazing Gagillionaire lifestyle comes an exquisite sense of tranquility. Most of the time. Live like a Gagillionaire. Get straightforward pricing with AT&T Fiber. Internet that upgrades everything. No data caps, no equipment fees, and no price increase at 12 months.
Limited availability in select areas. Visit att.com/hypergig for details.
What is up, my people? I'm John Middlecoff. This is the Three and Out Podcast. How are we doing? This is going to be a little bit different of a podcast. As I told you last week, we're going to do Middlecoff Mailbag only today. And then there won't be another podcast for a couple weeks. I think July, like maybe 13th is the date. So this will be the last podcast of this week. No podcast next week, unless something crazy happens. Maybe put one out on Friday. Probably not. And then we'll start rocking and rolling, getting ready for the football season, but we'll still be a couple weeks away. This is when the football community, they go to sunny places, they play golf, and they drink alcohol. That's where I'm at it. Even though, you know, am I in the football community anymore? Ooh, I don't know. I'm a hybrid. I just talk now, but there's nothing going on, so I thought, adios! But I won't be gone for too long. Appreciate everyone who slid in the DMs. You guys know the drill. Also, if you listen on Colin's feed, subscribe to the podcast separately. That would greatly help. It just helps everything. Subscribe to the Three and Out podcast. Also, for those of you that have, I appreciate it. Leave a review. Most positive reviews, there's some negative ones, but I heard someone say this one time, they don't read any reviews because what's the point? You know, the positive stuff is all going to be positive and the negative stuff is just going to piss you off, so just avoid it. That's kind of the tactic I take, but, you know, I'd be lying if I don't like the positive ones. But the negative ones, like, what are you going to do? Change the guy's opinion? He doesn't like you? Whatever. Leave a review. Greatly appreciate it. And let's rock and roll. Okay, let's get to your questions. And like I said, last podcast for a couple weeks. Start with Michael. Love the biz and sports take on the pod. I grew up going to Cardinal games in the hot Arizona sun at ASU Stadium before I moved to Portland in 14. That had to be some pretty hot September games. I kind of forget that they used to play there. I actually don't remember that really at all. I'm curious, with your potential move to Arizona, if you will have an in with the Cardinals like you do with the 49ers. Well, I don't know anyone there. I've been very, very critical of the head coach. Again, I am not anti-Cliff the guy. Everyone I know that knows him, loves him. Every time I've heard him talk, he sounds like a great guy. I just fundamentally look at football completely different than him. We do not have the same football philosophies at all. I'm really kind of anti everything he does. I think it's ultimately very soft, and it leads to soft defense, which has kind of been the MO since he's been there. Now, I'm not trying to say he should or shouldn't be. I don't really care. But I think when they miss the playoffs this year, everyone in that building will be fired. So maybe I'll know the next group of people that come in. But right now, I mean, I don't necessarily have any ins. Hopefully one of my friends gets the job, though. I wouldn't root against that. I'll promise you that. But I do think the Cardinals, you know, you have the number one overall pick. They should have made the playoffs last year, and they crumbled down the stretch. That their first-round linebacker got arrested, I think, last week or 2 weeks ago. You know, they've had several arrests. Their general manager, who I actually think is pretty good. Like, I'm not anti-Steve Keim, but you don't get four head coaches. So if this fails this year, which the division is stacked, who are they beating? You know, I mean, come on. Let's be real here. That I think it's bye-bye. Everyone in there. And then they're kind of starting from scratch. Want to say, I've been listening for a long time. You inspired me. Sorry, my fat fingers hit send before you inspired me to make my own podcast, The Sports Lounge Experience. Check it out. We have 80-some episodes. Second, I know you've been in scouting, but I'm a young, aspiring coach. Do you have any suggestions on how you get into coaching at the college or pro level? I think it's probably easier to get an in college than it would be in the pros. And in college, they have these camps, right? They're going on right now, where USC, wherever you live, Texas, Oklahoma, Clemson, Alabama, have these summer camps. And they open them up to all these college and high school coaches that can go work. Well, what happens when you're working the camp? You get to introduce yourself to offensive coordinators and head coaches. I hate the term networking because it feels very hollow. I like meeting people that I'm interested in. Not because, like, I want to get something out of. Now, if it leads to something, great. But that word networking to me is always kind of cringe, to be honest with you. But I do think there is something to be said about working with other people, interacting with other people, developing relationships with other people. Who knows? When you're open-minded that way and you introduce yourself to other people in your profession, you're going to gravitate towards certain individuals and just become friends. And that's usually how the world works, right? People hire people they know, people they trust. And the only way to gain trust, you got to meet people. And it's hard to, like, just call up the phone to call Nick Saban. But what about his wide receiver coach? His wide receiver coach more than likely is going to be a head coach one day or an offensive coordinator one day. So you get to know that guy. In the coaching profession is just, it grows so fast because a guy can go from a nobody to somebody in the blink of an eye. Think about, like, 3 or 4 years ago, Joe Brady's cutting film for Sean Payton. I bet a lot of people in there didn't realize 3 years later he'd be an offensive coordinator in the league. That's coaching. Like, if you're an insurance salesman or you're a real estate broker, you're probably not going to go 30 years old 1 year, right? And 3 years later, you're 33 and you're fucking on top of the world. It's not really the way most industries work. It just takes some time. But in coaching, probably more than anything, I guess it could happen in, like, tech, but for every Snapchat, there's a million things that fail. A coach can go from, like, who's this guy to, damn, he's interviewing to be a head coach in less than 5 years. We see it all the time. 2 years ago, Robert Saleh might have gotten fired from the 49ers. Next year, go to the Super Bowl. Next year, he's interviewing for every job in the league. Boom, just like that. I've thought about this for a while now. Why don't we see backup quarterbacks getting more shots to start when they found success. Taylor Heinicke comes to mind. He played very well against the Bucks in the playoffs. We talked about it for a week, and then boom, he's back to the bench. I understand if he's the starter, if the starter is great like Brady, Rodgers, etc. But when your quarterback is fifths, what's the harm in giving the kid a shot? You never know. Well, here's the thing with Taylor Heinicke. I'm not going to pull up his career game log. It's not very long. So no one, including Washington, even if they love the guy, is going to bank on him being a starter because he had a moment. Right now, I know he had a couple moments down the stretch of the season, but that's a pretty big risk. There is a lot of missing information. And I think more often than not, when backup quarterbacks get their shot, they fail. It's a pretty consistent theme in league history, right? Like even, and I would say not every backup is equal. When I talk about backups, I talk about fifth, sixth, seventh round guy, undrafted free agents, right? For every Tony Romo, there are a lot of guys that you would not put into the game if your life depended on it. And then there are guys that I'm reading would be strong, listening to the Steve Young book. I mean, Steve Young was like the number one overall pick in the USFL and in the NFL. Like that guy, they was getting paid like $5 million as a backup in 1989. Even Jameis Winston, who was the backup last year, kind of a unique backup, right? Was the number one overall pick, then became a starter. Now, if Marcus Mariota, like that guy becomes a backup, okay. But a lot of times starters just stay starters and backups stay backups. The occasional guy can rotate, maybe a Jameis and a Mariota. But like I said, I think those type guys are pretty unique cases. We've seen a lot of Heinickes have a moment. Now, he was good. Look at Wolford, the dude that started for Sean McVay in the playoff game, who got knocked out. I think if you ask Sean McVay over drinks, he'd sing the guy's praises. He likes the player. If he started 16 games, would you like the Rams? Probably not. Now, you could also argue, John, you're always preaching like just an opportunity, a shot, you never know. That's true. But when you look at the history of the league, I think those guys are really more outliers of just even when they have their little moment than guys that could be really good starters. Mailbag question for you. Every year my buddies and I take a boys football trip to a new city. Really, it's a chance for us to party for 4 or 5 days. Damn, that's a long-ass trip. And check out a new city culminating in a football game. We have had some fun ones. Miami, New Orleans, Nashville, and Scottsdale this year. Know you're a big Scottsdale guy. What are some under the radar cities we may not be thinking of? Also, open to any Scottsdale recommendations. We will be golfing at TPC Stadium, badass, and maybe Greyhawk. I'm playing this week. Love the show. Keep it up. Scottsdale's a sweet one. I would say that's a great question. That really is. I've never been to a New England Patriots game. And I just think the whole Boston, I think that would be pretty sweet. Now, depending on the time of the year, it could be really cold. Philadelphia, I mean, I lived there for a while. It's a fun atmosphere. Now, I don't know how good their team's going to be. LA and Vegas, I think seeing both those two stadiums would not suck. I don't know, you could go stay in like Newport Beach. Place doesn't suck. Right by the water, Manhattan Beach. Hang out, get wasted for a couple days, play some golf, then go to the game. You can do the same. Obviously, Vegas. I think Vegas would have to be up there. And under the radar, if you're going more for the life experience than like, I don't know if Green Bay, Wisconsin, or Pittsburgh Steeler game works, but from a football standpoint, that would be high. I also had someone email me this or DM me this a while back. And they said they live in Europe, and I think they look at it like we would, like what soccer game do we want to go to, right? If we were going to like Spain or Italy, and they say what stadium?
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero Pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
This is Jeff T from the Club 520 podcast. You'll know when you get it. It'll say eBay, authenticity, guarantee. You'll feel it because when it comes to your feet, eBay has your back. Maybe it's that head-turning pair for hooping or a hot new collab. Whatever you're after, when you cop on eBay, you can trust that your kicks will be checked by experts, not just any expert. Sneaker experts who live and breathe the culture. Real people with real hands-on authentication experience. That's when Blue Checkmark represents on our listing. eBay Authenticity Guarantee, meaning every inch, stitch, sole, logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. So when you finally step into those grill kicks, you'll realize the feeling is unlike any other. And with eBay Authenticity Guarantee, the feeling of real is always within reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms and responsible gaming resources.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net, with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage.
Should I come to for the for an atmosphere? And I said, honestly, I wouldn't sleep on college football. Like, can you go to Austin and party for a couple days and go to a Texas game? Or go to Tuscaloosa or Baton Rouge or Athens, Georgia or Gainesville, Florida? Like, I think that would be pretty badass. As someone who hasn't been to any SEC football games, that would be something I would think about doing. You go on, like, Thursday, party Friday, go to the game Saturday, hell, screw around Sunday. I believe that the college atmosphere is better than the NFL. So I would lean being open-minded to that. But I think Vegas would be up there pretty high.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Get right to the romance and find the way to wow this Valentine's with 1-800-Flowers.com. From classic roses and bouquets to decadent chocolate-covered berries, gourmet treats, and more, Surprise your Valentine with 1-800-Flowers.com. Right now, get the 18-stem Enchanted Rose Medley for $39.99 or upgrade to 24 red roses for $10 more. Go to 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
And we're live here outside the Perez family home just waiting for the... And there they go! Almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff. Like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I'm a Fresno State alumni, and I both hate and respect the Boise State football program. Besides talent, what would Coach Pat Hill attribute their continued success? Love the podcast. Well, that's a good question. In my experience, when we were at Fresno, they were unreal. They had Chris Peterson, who was an elite coach. So I would say they went from Dan Hawkins, who then got a job in the Big Ten, to Chris Peterson, who was even better. So their coaching was top-notch. They have very, very strict, from what I was told, recruiting practices. They have things in terms of your background, your character, that they don't really flinch on. They clearly get a guy who checks a couple boxes. Very tough, very smart. And who might never be like, some five-star recruit, but they get guys with upside. And then I just think they're well-coached. I think football matters a lot there. There's a standard, there's a culture that everyone kind of falls in line with. When I was at Fresno State, we had higher-level recruits than them. I even think that we had, as much talent as them. They just, were more buttoned up, I think, consistently. Now, they had a great quarterback. Kellen Moore was an elite college player. Not a good NFL player, obviously, but an elite college player. They've had good quarterbacks. They're always good on defense, in my experience. Like, at Fresno, we struggled. We just weren't very good at defense. I think Nevada, over the years, can be hit or miss on defense. We could score points. Nevada could score points. Boise, when they're good, their defense is legit. If you have a legit defense in the non-Power 5, you're going to win 10 games. And also, when you get a culture of, like, we can play with anybody, we can beat anyone, when you play Oregon or, whoever, Texas A&M, or I'm just throwing out teams. I mean, Chris Peterson beat them all. They believe they can win. And they do a lot. So I think it comes to intelligence. They've had unreal coaches. Their recruiting is fantastic, and they keep it within the family. That's another thing. And there's a balance at this, right? You always, to me, want to hire the best person possible. But in something like football, when you've had a lot of success, you want to hire within the family. It's why when Nick Saban leaves, do you know who they probably will hire, especially if he has some success? Lane Kiffin. They will want to keep the Nick Saban program rolling with people that think like Nick Saban. They're not going to go outside the box and hire some random coach, even if he's really good. Like, they're not going to hire Matt Campbell. Now, would they hire Dabo Swinney? Of course. But Dabo does it a lot different than Nick. To me, the guy, if Nick leaves, they're hiring Lane. Dan Hawkins left. They hired Chris Peterson. My question is about paying college football players. Why is it that the same colleges that produce people who are flying drones on the moon can't figure out a way to pay players that does not ruin college sports. Why not something simple as, if you graduate, we pay your student loans, and allow them to receive endorsements with a cap on the amount. The bigger school, the lower the cap. Am I taking crazy pills? Well, if you're on the football team, you do not have student loans. Your school is paid for. The elephant in the room is Title IX. And the women, there's equality in college sports that would not exist in any of our business worlds. We would not, and this works, and it's not just the girls, every sport beside basketball and football, but mainly football, depending on the school, basketball as well, doesn't produce any revenue. So the football program literally pays for your women's and men's soccer coach, your softball coach, your baseball coach, your golf coach, your track and field coach, and all their scholarships. It produces all the money to subsidize all these programs. Now, is there money to pay these guys? Of course. But they go to the Supreme Court over Title IX. Like, you cannot pay the star quarterback with athletic funds and not pay the women's striker on the soccer team. That's not the way it works. When you give shoes to the men's basketball team, you have to give it to the women's basketball team and the women's lacrosse team as well. So it's a complicated business model. To me, it's simple. Just make your name, image, and likeness legal. Because everyone's like, oh my God, the inequality in college sports. These people are all going to get paid on the internet. That's where they're going to get paid, on the internet. They're going to monetize YouTube channels. They're going to get paid on Instagram. They're not going to be doing car dealerships for fucking people watching television locally. Like, that's not the way the world works. They're going to get paid on their social media following. It'll be fine. Honestly, there have been articles the women will actually benefit. Some of the star women's basketball players and gymnasts have enormous Instagram followings, Snapchat, whatever. They're going to get paid that way. But I do think it's complicated. It's easy for every, you know, radical media member to be like, oh, you got to pay the right guard. Well, then are you going to pay the backup shooting guard for the women's team? Because she has, you understand the way the sport's set up? That's the way it works. I'm not anti-paying people. I also think it's very naive and ignorant to think people ain't getting paid. Newsflash. The top guys, I mean, in basketball, we know for a fact. So I like Jay Billis, but Jay Billis gets on his high horse like, Jay, all the top basketball players have been getting paid since like the 60s. What the fuck are we talking about? Stop acting like no one's getting paid. They're getting paid a premium. Now, are the six-figure checks going to the parents? Yeah, I mean, they should go to the kids as well, but the kids are getting paid. The shoe deals. And in football, listen, I got news for you. The dirty little secret, money changes hands. Now, should it be more? Possibly. But would I rather get 10 grand in cash than get 15 grand, you know, that the IRS knows about? Listen, I would, but I'm not a big tax guy. You know, because everything I do is legal. I get taxed on it. These cash payments that get taken care of at the collegiate level, there's no tax. There's no trail. So it's kind of shady, to be honest with you. But that's the world they live in. And that's not going to stop. Just pay them through their Instagram followings, which is eventually going to happen. From San Clemente. How is it that within the last 30 years, between Favre and Rodgers, the Packers have 2 Super Bowls and three appearances? It's a crime. We have 2 Hall of Fame quarterbacks and not many rings to show for it. It's very rare for teams to transition from one great to another. I completely agree with the latter. They fell into football heaven. They went for Brett Favre, who was one of the more beloved. I don't know. He's not a top 5 quarterback, but he's definitely one of the most popular quarterbacks and just popular athletes in the history of sports. I don't think any of us would debate that. And then they go to Aaron Rodgers, who's even better. That's incredible. I also think the standard and the bar on, like, they failed is held a little high. Because they didn't. Tom Brady and Joe Montana, what they did are outliers. How many NFC championships have they been to? Rodgers been to 5, right? 5. That's a lot. Favre definitely went to 1 because he lost to Eli, so he'd been to several. Like, they've had a lot of success. They win every year. They produce a ton of money for the franchise. Like, it has been very, very successful. Right? At a 1 to 10 scale, 10 being the Patriots, they've been like an 8, an 8.5. Like, there are no 9s, right? You can say the same about Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning might be at probably a 9 out of 10. If Brady, and really, let's face it, out of a 10, Brady's like a 12 out of 10. But they're better than everyone else. Like, they've had more success. When's the last time Seattle's been to an NFC Championship game? When's the last time the Steelers been to an AFC Championship game? Like, Mahomes, they might go to 2 Super Bowls in 7 years. They are having a lot of success. So I think sometimes we talk about failures, like getting to the NFC or AFC Championship game is a failure. That is not true. Sometimes you got to look at this like the NCAA tournament. Getting to the Final Four is a big deal. A big deal. There's only one champion. And Brady accounted for 7 of them over 20 years. And Peyton went to another what? I know they were in different conferences, but you get my point. Like, Peyton won 2. It's just hard to win them. Longtime listener, first time sliding into the DMs. I'm a diehard Browns fan and wondering your take on the team and more specifically the defense. I feel like the national media is driving the hype train and I am trying to get too high on expectations. The D was awful last year, but with the additions of Clowney, I forgot Clowney's on the Browns, John Johnson, Hill, and the rookies, the guys we are getting back from injury, it's hard not to be excited. Is there a recent example of a team that added this much talent on defense meshed well year one? Well, if you remember the 49ers, the Super Bowl year, it just kind of hit and they had the best defense in the league. And they had added Nick Bosa. They had added D Ford. They had added, I guess, Richard Sherman the year before, but he didn't play really because he was injured. So, yeah, I mean, it happens. But to me, you don't need a top 5 defense. If your defense is like 10 to 15 and your offense is really good, the Browns are winning 11 and 12 games as long as Baker's not a train wreck. Like, your expectations in Cleveland, 1,000,000% playoffs or bust. I don't think at this point you can say division or bust, though I do think you can look at it, we can win the division, and that's true. But time to go to the playoffs again, back-to-back years. That's hard, right? Because I think if I ask every Browns fan, they're super excited, and they should be. They're fired up for the season. There has to be a little bit of you, though, that's a little worried. Is this too good to be true? Because you know who doesn't think too good to be true? Winning teams, right? Seattle, Kansas City, Pittsburgh, New England forever. Green Bay. Just know you're going to the playoffs. I don't think, you know, one playoff berth in what, 18 years or whatever. I don't think you think that. Even though you know your roster is legit. Legit. Your coach is good too. I actually emailed Stefanski. I just got some emails, some different guys. I emailed him to come on the podcast. He emailed me right back. He's like, actually, I'm going to decline. I'm going to decline. I appreciate that. Just, I'm going to decline. I might use that more when people ask me to do stuff if I don't have time. I would love to, but I have to decline. I'm over here in Manchester, England. Just wondering what your take is on the Saints this year. There doesn't seem to be any talk from the media regarding them. Seems strange considering how important this year is with Breeze retiring. Well, I think the biggest question mark is the quarterback. Is Jameis Winston going to be their quarterback? Which I all think we assume he's going to be. Is Jameis going to be good? Because it wouldn't shock me if he is. I actually think the offense is tailor-made for him. Part of Drew Brees, he got in trouble with Arians when he was throwing the ball down the field. He threw all the interceptions. What are they doing with the Saints? They throw slant and out routes to Michael Thomas, and they throw screens and wheel routes to Alvin Kamara. They didn't ask Drew Brees to throw like Patrick Mahomes. He can't. Jameis can, but you got to be careful because he'll throw it to the other team. I actually think this offense and Sean Payton is tailor-made for him. They try to keep everything within like 15 yards of the line of scrimmage. Now, maybe they change a little bit with famous Jameis, but I'm really excited. I think they're going to be good. I think they're going to compete for a wild card for sure. My question is, what is your overall opinion on the college football bowl games and how different they will be in the future with 12-team playoff? Well, I don't think we've confirmed the 12-team playoff, though it seems like we're going there. I mean, things change. They've been less relevant the last four or five since the 4-team playoff. We still watch. You know why? We gamble on it. Football still gets more eyeballs than any other sport. So, did they ever mean anything? Like, what did a random bowl game mean in 2002? I went to a couple. I went to the New Mexico Bowl when I was at Fresno State. We went back-to-back years. What did those games mean? Newsflash. They meant nothing. But what they do is they get 1 million people to watch.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American Made Success Story and Black Buffalo Zero Pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero Pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
This is Jeff T from the Club 520 Podcast. You'll know when you get it. It'll say eBay, authenticity, guarantee. You'll feel it because when it comes to your feet, eBay has your back. Maybe it's that head-turning pair for hooping or a hot new collab. Whatever you're after, when you cop on eBay, you can trust that your kicks will be checked by experts, not just any expert. Sneaker experts who live and breathe the culture. Real people with real hands-on authentication experience. That's when Blue Checkmark represents on our listing. eBay Authenticity Guarantee, meaning every inch, stitch, sole, logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. So when you finally step into those grill kicks, you'll realize the feeling is unlike any other. And with eBay Authenticity Guarantee, the feeling of real is always within reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HEARD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HEARD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net, with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prism, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage.
People gamble on them. They've never meant anything. The only games that have really ever mattered were like the Rose Bowl and the National Championship. Maybe the Sugar Bowl or whatever, you know, depending on some of the main BCS bowls. BCS bowls have always felt more important than the other bowls. And that won't change. But I still think, like, you're not going to watch if Texas doesn't go to make it to the playoffs, and Michigan doesn't make it to the playoffs, and it's Texas, Michigan, you know, on like day after Christmas. I'm watching. You're watching. It's on TV. Like, we're watching. I think it's just a television product. With all the additions made by the Cardinals, what do you think Kingsbury's seat should be a little warmer coming into the season? Yeah, I mean, I hit on it earlier. If they miss the playoffs, I think everyone there is getting fired. They have the number one overall pick at quarterback. They have a ton. They just traded for DeAndre Hopkins last year. They have J.J. Watt on their team now. They have back-to-back top, I guess Collins wasn't a top 10 pick, but he's a guy that I know my friends in the NFL thinks a stud. Now, you better avoid trouble. Last 2 years, you've added J.J. Watt, Collins, the middle linebacker. You add Isaiah Simmons. Like, it's time. Kind of time to shit or get off the pot. Here's the main problem. Their division is loaded. Kyle Shanahan beat their ass with C.J. Beathard last year in a game they had to win. Kicked his butt. Worked them. They got kicked out of their county. They were literally living in Arizona. Played him in Arizona and kicked his butt. So I'm just not into that scheme. It's just I'm anti the scheme. I do not think it translates to winning. Seems like a few GMs have figured it out. How does the NFL keep teams honest with the salary cap? Do they have some sort of internal NFL IRS that audits teams? Could owners pay players under the table or a portion of their salary through one of their many businesses to stay under the cap and keep an awesome player? By the way, my wife might hate you. Pretty sure my 3-year-old learned the F word from you. Well, let's face it. He's going to learn it sooner or later. That's a good question. I could text someone and find the answer. The league signs off on everything. They clearly have an internal accountant or, system with the league office. You cannot circumvent the salary cap. It's impossible, right? In terms of, you can't go over the salary cap. It's illegal. Every team follows that. Technically, yes, you could pay people under the table. You could 100% do that. If you got caught, let's say paying a player $10 million, on your salary cap and then paying him another $15 million, you would get in big trouble. They would take away first-round picks. So I don't think anyone necessarily risked that. Though, you would be naive to think that that hasn't gone on before.
If you love to be remembered as the person who gives the best birthday gifts, I'm here to tell you that 1-800-Flowers.com is your ultimate birthday gifting destination. 1-800-Flowers has thoughtful and artfully created options that are guaranteed to deliver the best birthday surprise. Shop thousands of unique gifts at 1-800-Flowers.com for exclusive offers and great values. To order today, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in.
Look through your children's eyes to see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating world.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
So much attention this offseason has been on the Rodgers drama, but let's assume he is the Packers quarterback week one. Have the Packers done anything this offseason to get closer to getting over the NFC Championship game hump? Well, they hosted the game last year. They re-sign Aaron Jones. Devontae is a dominant player. They bring back most of their guys on defense. I mean, them and Tampa would be the clear favorites. I'd have them above the Rams. I like Stafford, but I've seen the Packers kick Stafford's ass for years. If Rodgers is their quarterback, to me, it's a coin flip between them and the Bucs. Again, they hosted the game. Now, the Bucs a year in, they could be better this year, but I think Green Bay would be right there. What are your thoughts on the Niners' trade will be implemented into the game this year, not including injuries for Jimmy G? Well, to me, it depends. If Jimmy G's playing well, he's going to keep starting. If they're winning games and he's playing well, he's going to start. if Jimmy struggles and they think Trey's ready, it could happen week two. It could be happen week eight. Like, Kyle benched Jimmy all the time last year. He will not hesitate. They are trying desperately to make the playoffs. That they're all in on making the playoffs. So it'll just come down to, like if you said, not factoring in injuries. If Jimmy sucks, if they have a game and they lose and he's not good, the talk will be 100% is Trey Lance starting next week. And it'll feel valid. And Kyle will do it. So it could happen quickly. If Jimmy is slow out the gate, it could happen midseason. But if Jimmy's good and they're winning, then it might not happen for a minute. With the addition of the seventh playoff team and a 17th regular season game, it seems logical the next step will be expansion. Do you see the NFL eventually making it to 34 or 36 teams? I don't. They don't have enough quarterbacks. That, to me, is the key. You have to have good quarterbacks. If you don't have good quarterbacks, the product sucks. There aren't 32 good quarterbacks. They don't need to expand. They just signed a $110 billion television deal. They're on top of the world. What major cities are we not in? Now, could you expand internationally? But that's a pain in the ass. I think they're in the long haul with this, with the group they have and the quarterbacks just being limited. Now, if more quarterbacks become, like, if the league has, where you have like five Steve Youngs as backups, which I don't think is ever going to happen, then we could talk. But as of right now, I would say no. Listen to Pod. My question for you is, the NFL teams offer a guaranteed signing bonus for max players and a minimum salary to go against the salary cap. That way teams can pay these big stars, yet minimal impact on the cap. That's what happens now. So when you see a contract signed for $150 million, they give them $70, $60 million up front. The first couple years typically on the cap are small because they amortize it and push it down. The Saints did this for years, kick the can down the road. The big cap, there's a reason Drew Brees, Dez Bryant, Tony Romo, all the rich teams, they push the money back. They give the upfront money because then they can put it on their books for 3 or 4 years, kind of like a credit card. But eventually the credit card comes due, and that's the problem. So you can do that, but it's still eventually going to hit your books. If I give you a $100 million signing bonus and you have a $120 million contract, depending on if it's 4 or 5 years, I have to put all that money on my books at some point in time. So I can put $50 million on the books in 4 years, but that's eventually going to hit my books, right? And that's just the nature of accounting, which is why the good teams are really good at accounting, right? And some teams, you can't even avoid it because you'll always, you know, go all in on the present to worry about the future later if your team's good. That is the right move. Appreciate everyone listening. Have a great next couple weeks. I'll be on Instagram. I'll be Instagramming a lot. So you can follow me there at John Middlecoff the next week and a half. And yeah, have a great 4th of July. And let's get ready for football season, baby. Adios.
If you love to be remembered as the person who gives the best birthday gifts, I'm here to tell you that 1-800-Flowers.com is your ultimate birthday gifting destination. 1-800-Flowers has thoughtful and artfully created options that are guaranteed to deliver the best birthday surprise. Shop thousands of unique gifts at 1-800-Flowers.com for exclusive offers and great values. To order today, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
Hey, it's me, Blippi, and this is my best friend, Mika.
Hi, I'm Mika, and this is our brand new podcast,
Blippi and Mika's Road Trip.
awesome.
The Blippi-mobile will take us to amazing places.
And we'll meet new friends along the way.
Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.